The Coast Guard received a mayday call from the Pacific Glacier at about 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday.
We have a fire on board. We have 106 POVs. The fire is not under control.
The crew of the 276-foot factory trawler was battling a fire that had started in the laundry room and spread into the walls of the ship. The Coast Guard sent its cutter Alex Haley, a C-130 aircraft, and a helicopter to the scene. Meanwhile, 90 members of the ship's 106-person crew got into survival suits and life rafts, while the other 16 stayed behind to fight the fire. Nearby fishing boats brought the evacuees safely aboard, and by about midnight, all of them had been accounted for, according to the ship's owners. The Coast Guard has singled out two of those Good Samaritan vessels for recognition, the Seattle Enterprise and the Pacific Glacier's sister ship, the Northern Glacier. Chief Petty Officer Barry Lane says the ship's crews kept a dangerous situation from becoming a tragic one.
So this is could have been a bad situation, but because of the mariners from the Northern Glacier and the Seattle Enterprise, lives were saved today.
But John Bundy, the president of the Seattle-based Glacier Fish Company, which owns the Glacier boats, says many more fishermen came to the rescue.
It was upward towards 10, actually, that were there helping in various ways, not only helping get people out of the life rafts, but, you know, providing trained firefighting teams.
By 5 a.m., the crews had the fire under control, and Bundy says that as of late this morning, it was fully extinguished. The Pacific Glacier is now traveling under its own power towards Dutch Harbor, escorted by the Alex Haley. Lane says that Coast Guard inspectors will meet the ship there to assess its condition.
We know there's some significant damage, obviously, since the fire took so long to be put out. The investigators from Kodiak will start that investigation today to determine what the extent of the damage was.
Bundy says the Pacific Glacier's propulsion and electrical systems are still working, and he's optimistic about the condition of the boat as a whole.
We are hopeful that the damage has been contained to a relatively confined area and does not involve vital areas like the factory or the engine room or the wheelhouse. So if we're lucky, we'll be able to assess and then fix this damage without too much delay, but we have yet to see about that.
The Pacific Glacier was trawling for pollock in the Bering Sea and had just one more fishing trip to make this season. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.